B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
But I've always said, for sure, I've said it from the beginning that I wouldn't come back unless if I'm feeling it, unless if I'm feeling good, feeling healthy, and I'm feeling like I'm ready to go. And now this is the case. This is the time. It definitely wasn't last year. My body 100% needed a rest. You know, I played football for whatever, 15 years straight, college, high school, NFL, and I was taking hits, surgeries, everything. My body 100% needed a rest. I didn't have that fire underneath me, but I knew I loved the game of football. I've always have. That's why I've always played it. That's why I've had a 9-year career with the New England Patriots. So I was feeling good, you know. I wouldn't say I had no fire last year, even at the end of the season to come back. But, you know, as the time rolled on the last couple weeks, you know, I started really picking it up. My body started feeling good. My desire to play the game of football was coming back. And I knew that, you know, by the time the season would be rolling around again, I would want to be back out there.
Rob Gronkowski in a Zoom call the other night with the media after getting traded to the Tampa Bay Bucks. Zoe, you were not here, so tell us what you make of it all.
100%. Not ready. I was not 100% ready. Hey, the concussions are good, though, right? He told us when he was schlepping the CBD stuff, that's the stuff that fixed his concussions. Even though he started to cry because the injuries were so bad, the pain was so bad. Let me get the fake tears. All right, let me start tearing up here. That he was done. And I said, no, you're not done, because we didn't get a press conference. Announce that you're retiring, and let's have a little press conference, a little send-off. Let's put some finality to it. Let's get some closure to the greatest tight end to ever play the game. Let's do it right now. You had a hell of a career year, hell of a ride. You were broken down at the end. You were going to get dealt a year ago for a first-round pick to Detroit. Said you only wanted to play with Tom Brady. And now you're starting to get the feeling again. Well, this gets even better because he was asked, well, if Brady was in New England, would you consider playing? Well, yeah, I'd have to look at that. Yeah. He knew Brady wasn't going to be in New England because Brady told Howard Stern, I knew it was my last year before the start of a year ago. So this is all bull. I told you. Well, I guess, you know what? It was such a good production with, what's that guy's name that hosts New Year, Steve, the big blackout with the mustache.
Harvey?
Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey, sorry. That little thing he did with Steve Harvey was so good and went over so well with so many people. Then he had the Gronk Beach Party, which I'm sure was really good. He's also the 24/7 champ, if you guys didn't know that, the WWE champ. And that opening that he shot for WWE through virtually went over so well. So things are like really starting to, you know, pick up for him. In the other worlds, the not including football, which is not the case, right? A lot of people thought he could go out and make money and do things, and he has. I think he's nickel and dimed some things. He's gotten paid well in some things. I think he made $2 million for that Gronk beach party. Why is he back? I thought he's too small now. I thought he don't want to play. Doesn't like the game. Why is he back? Dropped all that weight. Doesn't look like the same guy.
He's back because he has to play for Bill Belichick. That's why.
He's back because he got his two wishes. Yeah, he's still going to play with Tom Brady, and he doesn't have to do it for Bill Belichick.
I go back to that stupid, we're looking at each other doing that bad boys for life thing coming out of the KC game. To be continued. What's continued? Is this the continuation of it? Because if it is, it's in your face, Patriot fans. In your face. Two greatest to play at their position left because they didn't want to play here, and they're going to continue it elsewhere. In your face. Eat it. And then I see the little Phil Yates thing that WWE is congratulating him and to remind him that he is the 24/7 champ. And it's going to be fun to watch your WWE / dance end zone touchdown dances. You know, on behalf of W. I'm done. I cut the cord. Bye.
Okay, so where were you on Brady with the Buccaneers beforehand? Were you and you know, I forget. You know, we all made our you know, announcements as to whether or not we were going to root for him, where we were going to watch with interest. Where were you before, and has that changed?
Well, I'm still excited to watch him play, because I always love watching him play.
Were you going to root for him before? Were you going to root for Tom Brady to have success with the Buccaneers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you still root for that scenario?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, a lot of that could include Rob Gronkowski. You know,
I don't think it's gonna. I don't.
15 touchdowns.
I don't think so. I think he's gonna get down there and find out. You know what? Boy, there's a reason they got a first round pick for me if they traded me 2 years ago. Why they only trade me for four now? Huh? And they had to throw in a seven. Oof. Oh, I'm not the same guy that I was. But he could have been better than anything you had here last year. The reason I'm pissed is he held you. He killed you last year. You still went 12-4 without him, but he held it over you. He let this little dance and his song play out all last offseason. Then he had his little commercials with his three little football trophies there. Hey, Rob, come on back, play football. No, Rob, don't. Talk to the little angel. Talk to the little devil. He used you. He used you. Had the big announcement, right? Big announcement coming. What was that, end of November? What was that big announcement? Oh, that he was coming back to the Patriots? No. Another use of the Pats fans. Did he give you a goodbye yet? Did he write it? Did he thank you for all the time and the memories and the Gronk spikes and how fun they were here? Yeah. This one pissed me off.
So who are you pissed at? Gronk?
Yeah.
Are you pissed at all at Brady?
No. Why should I be pissed at Brady?
Because Brady
wanted to stay here, and he wanted the Drew Brees deal. He wanted one more year. That's all.
All right, so if Brady stays... Mm-hmm. A couple of different things here. If Brady had stayed, is Gronk coming back?
No.
Okay. So then his retirement would have been real. So this was not about wanting to play again.
See, we still don't even know if this is a real retirement or not. It's just so funny. He wasn't retired.
Right. Like, you can't tell me that it's not all about football when you wouldn't come back and play if Brady were still here. Then your reasons for coming back right now are just about the ability to go collect $10 million and have it be, in your mind, easy if you're Rob Gronkowski. That's what this is about.
Yeah, and maybe, hey, Bruce Arians is telling him too. Hey, man, we'll chill down here. Yeah.
Right.
What's his nickname? Margarita Bruce?
But according to Diana Russini, Tom Brady was a major factor in getting the Tampa Bay Bucks on board with going after and getting Tom Brady. So Tom Brady, last year, would not pick up the phone, and now he's recruiting Gronk to Tampa Bay. Tom Brady's gone back on what he said last year. Tom Brady said he wouldn't do that, that he, you know, out of respect for Gronk, that he's never going to, you know, beg another player into coming back. It sounds like he did exactly that with Rob Gronkowski in the last few weeks.
He started throwing with him, and Gronk started to put the bug in his head that, hey, you know, I'm starting to get that itch. I'm starting to get that fire back. And all that's all Tom needs to hear. Tom knew that, hey, he was banged up. He knew about the quad injury in the Super Bowl. He knew about the knees, the back, all of it. And he could just see it in his eyes. For whatever reason, Gronkowski's final 2 years here, Brady had to hold his hand and baby him in the huddle and tell him how good he is. That reaffirmation that, come on, man, you're the best ever. He goes, thanks for coming to me. Of course I'm going to come to you. Like, there were times where Gronkowski doubted if he could make the great play. And he did. He ended up making two of the biggest catches that helped you win that Super Bowl against the Rams. And then I just think he had it. He was worn out mentally and physically.
How do you think that this plays with other players going forward across the league? Potential free agents, whether they be premier free agents or guys that are just veterans who are looking to find their next team, when they see that Gronkowski and Brady didn't want to play for Bill Belichick anymore?
Well, I mean, and to defend Bill on this too, like Bill allowed him not to play in the preseason. Bill allowed joint statements with this player. Never did it with another player. You know, it was always the Patriots released a statement on the injury condition of the player. So now it was all of a sudden the Patriots and the Gronkowski family. Like, Bill helped Gronk, and I know Bill liked Gronk. He respected Gronk. And he gave Gronk a lot more clearance than he gave other players with stuff. So I don't know if you look at this and say, well, Rob shot his way out of there. And I know some people will spin it that way.
But how's that spin? You even just said it yourself, that he wouldn't come back. He wouldn't come back if it were in New England. He didn't want to play for Bill.
Hey,
so that's not spin.
If the coach hated him so bad and Rob hated him so bad, why'd he go to his beach party?
Because I don't know if it's about hate. It's about not wanting to play for somebody, not wanting someone to be your boss. He doesn't necessarily hate him as a person or hate who he is.
Right. I think, too, Rob is very simple.
Right? It's too strong. Like, I wouldn't say they hate anybody. I don't think Tom Brady hates Bill Belichick or Rob Gronkowski hates Bill Belichick. They just don't want him to be their boss anymore. They want a different boss.
Yeah. I think that,
you know what? It's superfluous and silly reason as it sounds. It's one thing I hadn't thought about. And, you know, Rob Gronkowski, he is going to do everything. He's going to lie to all of us. He's going to, you know, he's going to squeeze out fake tears at a CBD press conference. He's going to say all this stuff as a means to get out of playing for the Patriots anymore. And when it finally comes down to it, all he wants to do is be out from under the, you know, the hateful thumb of Bill Belichick and get out. You know, it was, you know, practically a prison being there, and he couldn't say, oh, wait a second, weren't you hanging out at the beach party a few months ago? Beetle, I understand what you're saying, and, you know, hanging out at a party and playing for a guy are two different things.
They
but
are.
If it were truly that bad, these two would have nothing to do with each other. And we've seen coaches and players in this league that want nothing to do with each other anymore after their time together is done. And it's as bad as it may have been for Rob Gronkowski, it obviously wasn't all that bad. So what's his problem? You know, and I still put
what's
some
have
of this
fun,
on
Hardy?
Bill.
What's to have more fun? Remember when Danny Amendola left? First guy to comment on his Instagram was, go be free, have fun. They're fun guys. Don't have more fun. Remember, who was it that jumped on his back? Wasn't it, the little receiver, Brandon Cooks? Didn't he jump on his back? Rob said he could do some things. He goes, I know Coach doesn't want us to do the dancing. I want to do a whole lot more, but I don't want to get in trouble, too. Rob wants to have more fun and play. I think he can balance both.
And I think he wants fun over play more than anything else, so much so that he didn't want to play last year. So,
but let that quarterback.
I think you have to at least consider, though, there's some kind of situation there in Foxborough where, you know, you are ready to roll into this season with Jared Stidham at quarterback and no tight ends. Tom Brady was, you know, presumably not extended any kind of a real meaningful contract, if you believe his side of it. And Rob Gronkowski simply would not play for this organization anymore. There's plenty of questions to go around, and if call it blame or plenty of ways to direct your anger of this situation. If you are as angry as you say you are about Rob Gronkowski going to play down with, you know, with Tom Brady for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it's not all on Rob. It's not all on Brady, and it's not all on Bill. But you have to just stop and say what's going on there in Foxborough where these guys couldn't make it work.
So back to that question, though, that Hardy and I spent, and Joe Murray spent all kinds of time on the other day, and others have as well. Does this make Bill look bad to other players? Brady and Gronk didn't want to play for him anymore. Does it make it look bad?
Depends what happens this year for Bill.
How about
Bill
right
goes
now?
Out. Bill goes out. Some,
Bill how about goes on April 24th, 2020? Does Bill look good or bad to other players?
Does not look too good right now.
All right. That's what okay. I did.
And here's the thing. The current players, maybe there were a bunch of current players that obviously looked up to Tom and probably Rob too. Wow, those two, because they're great and they know what they're doing, so we're going to pattern ourselves after them. Why'd they leave? Why'd Bill let them leave? I sat there the last couple days trying to think, is there any other combo like this that just picked up and left and went to there? You know? It's like, I don't get it. It's like us all sitting down at this great dinner, like Davio's, be a white tablecloth. We're having great steaks and that. And the two biggest eaters get up and say, yeah, let's go down to this pizza joint. We're going to go down there and have more fun. We don't like this table. You guys aren't having enough fun here. We're going to have fun down there. They got beer there. That's martini crap.
Well,
I blame Gronkowski for this, though. This isn't more about Brady. This and the Brady recruitment.
We should Beetle, we're really late. We should pick this
Are
up
we?
On the other side. But yes, very, very late.
Ah.
Well, I do want to get to Tua to the Dolphins too. Tua went to the Dolphins last Thank night, God. Sort of the AFC, how it looks in the AFC.
Yeah, it's a trade up to get him.
Okay.
Give me
that
Hurts.
Too.
Give
and
me
Aaron,
Hurts.
Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love, how that's going to work out in Green Bay. We'll get to that later in the hour. Your calls as well. Don't go anywhere.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I know where I'm going to be now. I'm really excited, and I just like to thank a lot of people that contributed to my success. I'd like to thank Coach Saban. I'd like to thank, you know, the Alabama coaching staff that has helped me get to this point. And then I'd also like to thank Stephen Ross, Chris Greer, Coach Flores for giving me this opportunity, you know, and believing in me and taking a chance on me.
Tua looks like a garanimal. Those little suits. Put the vest on with it. Oh, look at that. It's like the ones you go get your kids for Easter, right? Dress them up, little bow tie.
It had a very Eastery vibe to
it. Had a little garanimal little kid suit feel to it. That's all. He's gonna work really well, this 78-year-old offensive coordinator that they brought out of retirement. That's going to be fun for Tua down there.
Well, all right, Tua goes to Miami last night. Were you surprised they took him?
I was surprised they took him because I talked to Bert Breer last week and I read some of Bert's stuff on Monday Morning Quarterback and stuff that's been coming out about Tua. Bert said he can't find one person in the building that likes Tua.
In Miami?
In Miami.
Not a single one.
Does not think that they were going to take Tua. Now, that could have been all for play. He also followed it up with that. And as a caveat, he said, hey, you know, now that could all be posturing here to where we're going to try to oversell it the other way because we don't want people coming up there or somebody to get over top of us.
So. All right, right now, who would you rather have, Tua or Stidham?
Stidham.
And in terms of, like, picking, I would say the same because I think, you know, I view that not as, like, in a vacuum or in a single day, but future-wise. Like, I think the injury risk on Tua is off the charts. But based on skill – the quarterbacks now in the AFC East, how do you rank them? Stidham, Tua, you've got Sam Darnold in New York, and obviously that guy in Buffalo you're going to put fourth in Josh Allen.
Yeah, I'd like to put him fourth, but I go Darnold one. I'm actually going to go Allen two because he's got some playing under his belt now for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, there's 32 games you get under your belt where the other guys haven't taken a damn snap yet. Well, Stidham did. It was a pick six. Then I'm going to go Stidham, Tua. Now, that could change in 1 week, all right?
Yeah, I mean, right? if Tua stays healthy, though, which I don't expect to happen, by the way. I don't. I think he's going to have injury problems, and I would have stayed away. But if Tua's healthy and he plays, we know he can be good.
Yeah.
There's not a question about how good he can be. I think he can be good. I don't know what you make of him. I don't know if you think he's any good, but
I think he's a really, really great college player.
Okay, so you don't think he's going to be as good?
I don't think he's going to be that great. I'm not going to call the kid a bust because I think he's got moxie. And I think kids that want to play and are winners, they find ways to get the job done.
So right now you've got him ranked Darnold, Allen, Stidham, then Tua. And you said that could all change after 1 week.
Yeah, because the other guys didn't play yet. So I got to put guys that played ahead.
Not, I understand. What would be the most likely change? To me,
it should be Tua.
I agree with your ranking. And I agree that the most likely change would be just flip Tua and Stidham. Yeah. And you might even put Tua ahead of Allen. You know, if he comes out and has four great games,
yeah, we'll be doing this all year.
Yeah,
with all the changeover now, with no Brady being in the AFC East, we could do the AFC East quarterback segment at 11:55 or 1:55 every Monday. Let's reevaluate it.
Off
of yesterday's games.
But let's not bury the lead here. Right now, the most likely scenarios still have the Patriots quarterback as third or fourth. Probably after the first couple weeks anyway, in the AFC East.
Correct.
I mean, that's where things stand right now.
It's going to be interesting to see where they rank him, meaning Stidham, if they don't draft a Jalen Hurts or you don't bring in a Cam Newton. Say you bring in just a free agent quarterback to be the third. And that would be a major indicator that Stidham's your guy with that coach and that defense. still have Edelman, still have those backs, would they give Stidham more of a nod? Because I think people look at that ranking, those four rankings there, and think, well, New England's might be incomplete because we really don't know the true answer on Stidham because Hoyer was promised the ability to compete. So we'll see.
Let's get to some of your calls. Dave in Boston. Go ahead, Dave. All right, not there. We'll go to the next caller. Tom, who's in Maine. Tom.
Quality.
Thanks for taking my call. Do you think A.J. Dillon out of Boston College would be a good fit for the Patriots? He's 6 feet.
We don't need his measurables. We've seen him. I think he'd be a good fit for any team. He's a good running back. I think he'd be a good fit for anybody. I don't think with running backs you have to worry about fit all that much. I think he's a good runner.
Leonard Fournette's out there, too.
Yeah, I think he'd be fine wherever he goes. So, yeah, the answer on that is sure. If they get A.J. Dillon, I'd be happy with that. I don't know what you make of him, Zoe, but I think he's pretty good.
He's got good motor. He's more of that Saquon Barkley power type back. Barkley's got a little more of a burst. But, yeah, he's a grinder. You know? I think he would help make your third and one and your fourth and one better.
Since yeah, definitely.
Ever pick up that frickin' play.
Skip in Foxborough.
You know
what?
How about this? Third and one, how about this next time? Just send the punter out. Send the punter out.
Skip, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yep. What's happening, Skip?
Hey, listen, I've been sitting in the last segment listening to you guys rank down on Brady and Gronk for going to Tampa. Why wouldn't they go?
I didn't lay down on Brady for going. I said he should have gone. I got no fault with Brady.
They had no problem not offering him a contract, offering him like $17 million a year to stay here. And then Gronk, they tried to trade Gronk. In 2018.
He was acting like a jackass then. Do you know what that was? That was after he came that Friday and did that vroom, vroom, that Monster Energy press conference. Bill got on the phone with Rosenhaus, said, get your ass up here. I'm trading him.
Yeah, he wasn't showing up to OTAs, but instead he showed up to a Monster Energy drink motocross press conference. Right.
One of the only reasons we won the Super Bowl in 2018 was because of Gronk.
Correct.
And they won.
Absolutely.
And your defense.
No one's saying otherwise. No way. No, it's good. I'm glad they didn't trade Gronk to Detroit, by the way. That's good that that didn't happen. It led to another Super Bowl.
Another ring.
Yes. No. I'm glad they didn't trade him. I don't think he had a great season, but he made a great play at the most important time of the year. But why should that be held against the Patriots that they consider trading him at one point? I'm confused. Like, that's a good reason for Gronk to say, I quit, I go home, and then when you're up against the cap in a year, I'm going to say, oh, here I am again. Now you have to trade me to Tampa Bay. Like, I don't have to respect that. You know? And the reason why is because it's too hard here. It's not fun enough. No. No way. And Brady, I'm not upset with Brady for going to Tampa Bay. Brady didn't even get a contract offer this offseason by all indications. That tells you where things were at in that relationship. And I believe Brady would have continued playing here. I don't think Brady was dead set on playing somewhere else, which is why I think it's worth asking that question, that if Brady had re-signed here, which I think was still a possibility, if that had happened, was Gronk coming back? And I think that answer was no and will remain no. Last night, Packers drafted a quarterback in Jordan Love. What's that mean for Aaron Rodgers? We'll get to it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
I'm already knowing I can learn a lot from Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's one of the goats right there in the game. And I'm excited to be able to come back behind him and just learn as much as I can.
That should be a really interesting relationship between Jordan Love and the guy who's ahead of him on the depth chart in Aaron Rodgers.
I remember Jimmy Garoppolo saying the same thing when he got drafted here. Oh, those starters, they're going to love you little backups. Yeah, the new kids. Oh, I'm just going to learn as much as we can from one guy plays, brother. Shut up. Shut up. Okay? You know who I am? I'm Mr. Weirdo, right? I date a race car driver. I don't talk to my family. I wear bowler ties. I don't shave half the year. I don't wear wristbands. I don't talk to anybody, and I had a wedding, and I sent my family's presents all back because I hate them. What do you think I'm going to do with you in a room? Jordan Love. What a boy band. I'm Aaron freaking Rodgers, man.
All right.
Relax.
Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers was on Pat McAfee's show yesterday, and Pat McAfee asked him what he wanted to see his team do. I think we have the sound. Let me know when we do. We're good. We have it. Have a listen to this. This is awesome.
It depends on what position we pick. You know, it might be a little upbeat and excited. Should be an offensive guy, but, you know, maybe it's a big, tough defensive guy as well. But either way, I'm going to welcome him to the team, but it'd be kind of cool. We haven't had, you know, we haven't picked a skill player in the first round in the last 15 years, so that'd be kind of cool.
yeah, we haven't picked any. Haven't picked any skill guys the last 15 years, so that'd be nice. That'd be great if we could do that. Or maybe, you know, big guy up front on either side of the ball, you know, get tougher. They went out and just drafted your replacement, dude.
Plus, the thing
they just drafted Aaron Rodgers' replacement.
That's going to make it tough on Rodgers is the new head coach. He's the youngest in the he's one of the youngest in the National Football League. So he's going to gravitate more towards the kids that he just coached in college and sort of this kid in Love. I get him ready. He's listening to me. I'll have meat out of my hands. Rodgers, on the other hand, it's going to be distant. That's going to be fun to watch up there. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Hey, Beetle, off two, I got a nice little email here.
Okay.
Off our Tua discussions. Remember when I called him a great college football player?
Yeah.
Tuzo. This is from Robert Silva.
All right.
Hey, Zo. Tua has more skill in one side of his body than you have skill in your whole body.
Mm. Oh.
Stop eating sandwiches on air while working on TV. And this is sent from my iPhone. He doesn't like the fact that I didn't think they should have drafted Tua. And I wasn't eating a sandwich.
No, but you have, and I would side with the you
know, how do you, he doesn't point. Even know I got mayo. He said mayo too. He didn't know yeah. I had mayo on it.
Yeah, just you know, eating well during the show.
Yeah, it could have been a ricotta sandwich.
Yeah, I can't disagree with him on that point.
Shut up. It bugs you more when we're in studio. When are we gonna ever be in studio again?
I'm good.
I'm comfortable.
Starting to snap. People are out, man. Out.
What, were you getting antsy over there?
Get a little antsy.
You just drove to Pittsburgh and back. Didn't that get
yeah,
some of that out
I,
of your system?
I did it in where we never got out of the same thing to stop, eat, or do anything. Took our own food, peed in our own car.
All right, we need to talk about something because I didn't know
we
this.
We got to do something here.
Let's do it right now. I didn't know this. Until yesterday. Hardy, maybe you knew and I didn't. Did you know that Zoe had an RV for this trip?
Oh, yeah.
I got left out of that conversation. That thing's sweet.
Hey, not an RV guy here by any means. And I always said this with cruises, too. Not a cruise guy. I don't want to be stuck on a boat. And I can only do this. Can't get up and go wherever you want. I'm an RV guy now.
Okay, so what did you get so I can look it up and picture this more?
So I got a 34-foot.
Hardy, I'll text you right now. I'll mid-range. Text you a picture of it.
Okay.
It's not the big, big, big bus one. It's the one that you could camp. It has the awning that comes out on the side.
Right,
it
it's not massive.
Has the bed over the top. You know, it's like, you know, like the U-Haul trucks. If you're driving a U-Haul truck and has that big storage thing over the head. Well, that up there is a queen bed with a flat screen TV that my kids stayed in the entire time.
Okay, so is a 30-foot what? It was a Winnebago? What was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like a Winnie. Yeah.
Well, was it or not?
I don't know the name.
No, I don't think it was. It wasn't that particular brand name, but, you know, same concept.
All right. Do you have a photo of the actual vehicles, though?
I do. Yeah.
I just sent it to you, Hardy, so you'll see it in a moment.
Okay. We should probably allow TV to have this, too.
Yeah, I got it. I'm on that, too. Doing that right now.
I'll send it to Beetle right now. Beetle, I'll send it to you.
I already have it. I have it, so.
Who did the driving?
Yeah.
I drove the whole way.
There and back.
I drove the whole way. There and back. From here to the other side of Pittsburgh and back. And I went over the George Washington Bridge twice without traffic.
That's pretty wild, though. Just that. Forget that you were in a in a camper of any sort. Just the idea of driving over the GW with no traffic.
Because my normal route would take me over the Tappan Zee, avoid all that,
right,
and go that way. So I'm looking at my phone. It said faster route this way, faster route this way. I'm like, we're looking at each other. I'm like, sure you want to go that way, hon? What does? There's no red there. It doesn't say anything. And I'm moving. I'm flying. And yeah, right over. But so I tell you what.
I mean, this looks manageable. I mean, that's just, I mean, that's like a truck cab for a Ford F3.
Yeah, F-350. You got it.
The coolest thing, Artie, it's like you're the drive the five bus. It's got the three bunks in the back where the kids can lay there. You know, you could have the cabin up front.
Well, when you said you had a motorhome and it was big enough for how many people were in this thing?
Six. Five of us.
Wow. Okay. I was expecting something with, like, you know, the big flat front, you know, where you're sitting up there and you got a flat windshield in front of you. But this least felt like driving a big truck.
That's the next step. And I think with social distancing, and I think if we had smart salespeople that we could get in touch with this RV place, because they have this awful station representing them and talking about them. And with our numbers and with the amount of the quantity they have sitting there and the choices that you can make. Oh, there's a biggie up there. It's got a hot tub on the back.
Hot tub on the back of it?
Slides right out. Yep, yeah. Fill it up. Has a hot water heater that heats the hot tub. I said, how far to Lake Winnipesaukee? And do they have a nice campground up there? He said,
all right,
the best.
Yeah, because if you're going to do some swinging, you don't want to do it in state. You want to go out of state and have your little hot tub key party.
I would not want to do
somewhere
the 12-hour drive. I don't want to do the 12-hour drive again. I would do a 4 or 5-hour drive. Let's get up there. Let's get the kids on the lake. We'll put the canoes and the bikes on the back, all the folding chairs. That thing, that sucker, Hardy, all those little containers on the bottom, they held six of those folding Patriot chairs. I had them all lined up over there.
Wow.
There it is.
Sweet. There it is.
There it is.
Had a kitchen sink, had a microwave, an oven, had an up-and-down steel refrigerator and ice maker, and it had a heater, had a generator, has propane, all built in underneath.
So you don't want to own one, though. You just want to have access to one.
Yes. That, I don't want to own it.
Right. It's like a boat. You want the RV club is what you want.
This is what happens. It's like once you try it, like, hey, I want the next bigger one. And then she showed me the next bigger one. I'm going to do that one. And I'm going to work my way up to that big tour bus one that I want to take up to Winnipesaukee. And then we're going to have a party up there. Yeah.
What'd you do for Wi-Fi on that thing?
Hotspot.
You just brought your own little hotspot?
Personal hotspot. When they had to get on with the school, activated it, and then took it off.
So,
On your phone?
Yeah. I was going to say, what do you really need Wi-Fi for? You got your phones.
Yeah. Oh, he had his Xbox hooked up upstairs. It was great. They were making me sandwiches in the back.
Yeah, I mean, it worked better if he had Wi-Fi that everybody could, you know, work off of, or at least a couple of people could work off.
The big brand new ones do have it.
Have the built-in.
Like our cars, trucks.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have the Citizens Band radio on that thing?
I was not a fan of the radio.
No, I'm talking about
the CB radio. Real radio. Have a CB radio built in?
No CB. Then that gets all distracting for me. I don't want that to tease me. I'll be out there. Breaker
49er. We got a fuzzball coming up. We got Smokey out here.
You could have driving across the middle of Pennsylvania. That is the perfect place to get on the CB radio.
Sure,
check.
Breaker 911. I got a dust bunny rolling up underneath me here. I got a Kojak with a Kodak sitting with his ass in the grass. Mile marker 414. Come back.
Over and out.
So gets a Breaker 911. Breaker 911. Oh Jesus, not that. No. Breaker 19.
You know where the fuzzies are? We need to find the fuzzies out here. I need a couple fuzzbusters.
Zoe became an RV guy.
Yeah.
That's a development of the week.
And I got the place for our place to get a client. Let's go. We can fill that sucker up. You know what else they have too, Hardy?
The silver ones you drag behind you.
Oh, there's like an Airstream. Pull behind one?
Yeah. Oh, they got a bunch of pull behinds.
Trailered one?
But
that's what Jim Murray would get. That's the hipster version.
Hey, seriously, she said.
But you got to admit, Hardy, those things are really cool.
Oh, they're cool.
The old Airstreams that have been restored.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. But I
a lot of
wacko,
money.
Who's the wacko Ben Affleck played in that movie where he's the killer? And he had that specialized airstream. Had all his stuff in. The accountant.
The problem when you drag it behind you, though, is you can't, like, the people don't sit in there. They sit in the car with you while you're driving.
Oh, the one you drag. Yeah, you don't want that. Nah, put stick
right, with what you had the people able to enjoy all of the space the ride was happening.
Yeah, they were doing like TikToks, all that stuff, you know, all that, yeah.
Sort of like Hardy on the Drive for Five there, on the Drive for Five bus. Able to stretch out and enjoy all the space.
See the difference of Hardy's bus and mine, I had so much food on mine. We had eggs, we had bacon. I'm driving.
We had no food.
We left early, like 8:30 on what, Wednesday? And Tuesday. Driving. I said, what's that I smell? Oh, I hear the crackling of bacon back there. Bacon and eggs. Would you like some dish?
Sure. The Drive for Five, we left on a Wednesday also, except we weren't getting to our destination until Sunday night, and all we had were Twizzlers and Sun Chips. That was it.
The two candies and chips that nobody ever eats.
I can see the benefit, though, of having a trailer. Like, you don't necessarily want to ride all day where you're also going to be, like, eating and sleeping. I could see the benefit of, like, towing an Airstream. So when you get to your destination, all right, let's get out of this car that we've been sitting in for the last 5-6 hours.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Now let's go into the living quarters. That could be cool, too. I could see the benefits of both.
All right, 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Why don't we get back to your calls? I know you're waiting. We'll do that coming up. Also, where the draft is going in 2022. That's on the way.
Scott Zolak. Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We thought it would be fitting here at pick 19 as the Las Vegas Raiders welcome their second selection to make a special announcement. As you may know, we are scheduled to host a draft in Vegas this year. And we thank so many for the effort they put forth to prepare that possibility. And we think you deserve another shot. So we're happy here to announce that tonight, the Las Vegas Raiders will host the 2020 NFL Draft. Congratulations to Mark Davis, the Raiders organization, and Raiders Nation. We look forward to being there in Las Vegas, and congratulations.
Man, Goodell was struggling on that one last night.
Just spit it out.
Oh, my God.
They should just have Ryan Seacrest do it. It does Dallas, everything, right?
2020. I think he means 2022. I mean Vegas. Oh, damn, this is hard.
No, it means 2021 next year, right?
No, 2022.
Who has it next year?
Next year is Cleveland.
Oh, okay. Oh, that sucks. This is just the way of Cleveland.
Cleveland, you guys stink.
God.
Next year. God. No, next year it's in Cleveland, and then the year after that they will be.
Good for Vegas. Yeah.
They'll be.
Well, their mayor wants to reopen. They're ready to go, Hardy. You ready to get out there?
Oh, my God.
Book that flight?
She is not doing that town any favors right now.
Hardy.
Hey, she's had it all.
You know what I didn't realize?
Man? It's time.
Wait, I'm sorry. What? She's right?
No, I said she's had it all. She said it's time. Oh. Let's go. I've had it all the sicknesses, you know? Let's go. We got to get open.
Yeah. I didn't realize that she is Oscar Goodman's wife.
Yes.
I did not know that. For those of you who know anything about Vegas, Oscar Goodman, sort of a big figure there. He was the defense attorney and played himself in Casino.
Oh,
in real life. He was the guy who defended all the Vegas mobsters. He was their attorney. Cool. And then later on, he became mayor of Vegas. Yeah, and now this is his wife that's running the show out there now. Yeah, she wants to open it back up. She can't understand why the draft wasn't taking place there last night. She was like, where are you?
How much money you lose in a day per casino, Hardy? The big ones.
Oh, I have no idea. But was it not amazing seeing those shots of the strip last night?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They went to that live shot outside Caesar's Palace a couple of times.
Crazy.
I mean, never, ever. I don't think the town has ever looked like that. And, obviously you go back long enough. I remember, they were talking about, during 9/11, how the only thing that approached like the slowdown in that town was, you had to go back decades to when JFK was assassinated and how, things certainly quieted down for a while. But
yeah.
They never close. That like the town itself, it's truly a 24-hour town. Not like New York, always says the city that never sleeps. No, Las Vegas is the city that never stops. It's always open. There, you go into any one of those casinos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Christmas doesn't matter. They're always open, and to see. Just nobody going up and down Las Vegas Boulevard, which you never drive on. If you're a local, you never drive on Las Vegas Boulevard. It's ridiculous. It's like, it'd be like driving down, Boylston to get to another part on Boylston. You just don't do it.
Yeah.
There's 13 other better ways to get there. And right now it looks like, if you need to go from the north side of the strip down to the south side of the strip, the best way is just to fly down Las Vegas Boulevard because there's nothing going on. It was eerie.
Pittsburgh's starting to open up a little bit. State of Pennsylvania, they're going to classify it red, orange, yellow. They're phases. And for you to get to the next phase, you've got to meet all the guidelines. Numbers have to stay steady, stay on a decrease. And if you get any spikes, boom, we get off that and move back. But they're trying to get something to get, the barbers back to business. I don't know why bowling alleys is thrown in there.
Yeah, I saw that in Georgia.
If I can't
get
them
bowling alleys open.
Because it's like in that haircut, outdoor restaurant delivery bowling alley. I'm like, bowling alley. It's a weird classification. But we're driving through New York. Easily drive through New York. But when you drive through New York, people are out. Like, their lots are packed. Every Lowe's, because when you go through 95 in Connecticut, I mean, that is nothing but Lowe's, Home Depot's, Target's, everything. PC Richards, packed. So we'll see. We'll see. No school here, though, for us.
So they're going back to Vegas, though. 2 more years, they'll be back there to do it again. to do what they were unable
they
to
should.
Do this
That's
year.
What That deserves it. It does.
Which means
deserves it.
Guys, we've got 2 years to figure out how we're going to set that trip up to go there. And be there for the draft. I mean, we got to cover it, quite frankly. We got to be there to cover it. It's work. We should be there. We're being called to duty to go to Vegas.
I'm going to tell Louth,
I'm in.
Let corporate Louth know that we're going to need to put that into the budget
with anybody.
For 2022.
I ain't rooming with anybody.
Of course not.
Who said anything about that? Together. Some places make you room together. I've heard those trips.
Not here.
No.
All right. Let's get to headlines.
No, and Cattles is not sleeping on our floor, Jim.
Who?
Cattles. Hey, can I sleep on the floor? Can I take it?
I heard you the first time. We'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.